What about in the living room?
The living room's a bit more formal. It's got, again, two couches and they face each other on the opposite walls, and it's got a nice coffee table, and it has a big bay window as part of the living room, so we have another table there with two chairs and some paintings. It's much more formal than our family room is.
Yeah, what about in the kitchen? What sort of stuff did you have in there?
Okay, in our kitchen, it's like half kitchen and then half our sort of eating area, so to speak. We call it all the same thing. And so we have our kitchen table in there, and then there's a sideboard against the wall where we leave our keys and such like that. And other than that, just, your traditional kitchen stuff. We have an island for cooking and your stove top and ovens and all of that, or fridge.
Okay. What sort of stuff did you cook there?
Oh, what do we cook? Oh, my mother can cook anything. We ate all sorts of things. I mean, every Christmas it's a big deal to make the Christmas cookies, of course. That's one of my favorite memories from in that kitchen. As far as meals, I mean, we'd eat just about, steak and chicken and pork. Eat chili when it's cold. It's pretty much basic stuff. We're big breakfast people, so on Sunday morning it's always a big deal to make your waffles or pancakes or eggs. That's pretty much what we eat.
Any special items in Roswell, the people that you connected, those Roswell foods?
No,
Or southern ones?
well,
Or
we don't actually eat much southern food. We eat grits, but I was told by my friends up at Greenville that I eat them northern since we put cheddar cheese and garlic in there, and apparently that's not the southern way to eat them. But since my parents are from the north, we didn't do fried chicken or anything like that, nothing traditional southern. Probably the most southern thing my mother will make is chicken and dumplings. That's pretty much as southern as we get. So no, none of the traditional. She'll make cornbread every so often, but my brother's the only one who will eat it, so doesn't make that too often.
what about vegetables?
Vegetables, well, see, you're gonna learn very quickly that we're fussy eaters, but we'd eat, corn on the cob and green beans and carrots and potatoes. Pretty much any way you can cook a potato, we've had it. Your baked potato and mashed potatoes and all of that.
I suppose you don't know what cottage fries
No, I don't.
are. I think that those are perfectly normal, but
I have no idea
no, I
what that
guess you
is.
have no idea. That's when you just take the potato and you cut it in slices and fry it up.
Oh, well, we just don't call them cottage fries. We call them potato wedges. We don't fry them. We bake them, but it's along the same lines, I suppose.
Okay. Were any of those favorite things of yours, among vegetables or, you mentioned Christmas cookies.
Yeah, this is pretty much my favorite. I'm a sugar junkie, so any sugary thing my mother would make, I loved. But she'd make, your sugar cookies and chocolate chip and another type of sugar cookies, which is then coated with powdered sugar, so they're called snowballs and then pinwheels and all that different type of stuff. But
Did she make other sweet stuff for dessert that you liked?
oh, geez, she makes chocolate eclairs, which are just something else. They're awesome. She sent this to her. She'd love it. Chocolate cakes, pumpkin pie, pecan pie for Thanksgiving, of course. Seems like most of our good desserts come around the holidays. Is when kind of go all out for it because it's important.
Do you ever make things with fruit? Or baked mainly?
She'd make cheesecakes, but that's with candied fruit. And your apple pie and cherry pie. But nothing really besides that. She tried to make apple dumplings once. We had a big cast iron pan, but when it came time to get it out of the pan was too heavy. So we haven't had dumplings since then. That's okay.